Okay. The first speaker this morning is Rui Chang from the China Meteorological Administration. And she's going to be speaking about offshore wind resource assessment in China.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure to be here. And my topic is the case study of offshore wind resources assessment based on satellite data and modeling over China. And the contributors are from CMA and the DTU Wind Energy. And this work is funded by the RED, and the satellite data are from ESA and NOAA. The wind retrieval tool and support are from GAHU. And here I list the outline of my topic. It includes the four parts: background, data collection, and validation. And this part, I will introduce the study area and the in-situ winds from automatic weather stations offshore, and the satellite data and validation of this data. After that, the data fusion based on the WOLF data assimilation system will be used. And then the offshore wind resources statistics will be acquired based on the reconstructed data. And finally, the discussion and conclusion. The big challenge for the offshore wind energy resources assessment is the lack of the offshore wind observation from MetMast, especially over the Chinese offshore area. And the commercial optional candidates and the satellite retrieval data and the modeling winds. But we should keep in mind that the limitation and the advantage of the satellite data, such as the low time resolution and the high spatial resolution, and the satellite data are always readily available. Here, we use the advantage of the modeling data because it holds the high time resolution. Therefore, the purpose of the present study is to combine the satellite retrieval winds and the winds from the mesoscale model together, then identify the local offshore wind resources map based on this reconstructed data. And in the left, finger, it illustrates the study area. It covers the South China Sea surrounding the Hainan Island. And over this area, there are seven coastal stations. The measurements from these coastal stations are selected to process the validation work. And the measurements from these stations, the time resolution is hourly data, and the observation height is 10 meters. The situation of the seven stations are listed in the red table. And H means the altitude of the situation, and the D means the distance from the station to the nearest ocean or to the nearest land. The first four stations are located on the land in the ocean, and the last three ones are located on the land. In this study, we use two kinds of satellite data. The first one is the star. And in the up top, the left one is the wind retrieval from the star. The spatial resolution of this satellite data is about 1 kilometer. Over our study areas, we collected almost 460 images of star data from 2003 to 2012. The number of star scenes are listed in the following table. Per month and per year, we can see that the scene was almost distributed equally over the calendar year. The other satellite data refers to the ESCAP data, and the fingers is an example of this data. And we collected more than 5,000 images over our study area from 2009 to 2013. Here is the question, how to get the comparison data set to do the validation work? Because the topographies and surface roughnesses of the in situ stations and the satellite scanning points are very different. So the post processing procedure is necessary to be done using the linear model, which has been introduced by the previous speakers yesterday. And in generally, we can combine the equation 2 and equation 3 to get the frequency velocity and the roughness length over the satellite scanning area, and then calculate the geotropical wind based on the equation 4. With a new Z-link over the in-situ station, get the new U-star. Finally, the processed satellite data speed with the new U-link and with the new U-star and the Z-link will be guide. So after that, the satellite data at the nearest pixel to the in-situ site will be selected, and the measurement wind 1 hour before and after satellite wind scanning time were leveraged to compare with the satellite data. And here we show the validation result of the SAR wind direction. And in the left finger, we give the wind roses of this of the satellite data and the in-situ data in over the seven situ over the seven stations. We can see that at most stations, the wind roses green well with each other. And in order to quantify the validation of the wind direction, the observations near zero and 360 degree are removed, and the scattered result are showed in the red finger. The statistic result are listed in that finger left. We can see that the high consistency on the SAR direction with the in-situ site, with the in-situ measurements. And here we show the wind speed, SAR wind speed in validation results. The left one is for the all samples. And when we exclude the offshore samples, that means the wind blows from the land to the ocean, the correlation coefficient obviously improved. That means the satellite data retrieval over the open ocean are more credible. And the validation of the ESCAT data are similar to the ESCAT data, and here we only give the wind direction and wind speed validation results. We can see that again, the good consistency between the in-situ site and ESCAT data, both in direction and wind speed. So after that, the Weber parameter for these two kind of satellite data are compared with the in-situ measurements, and we can see that the two Weber parameters are most accurately determined from the satellite data, making the multiple satellite data fusion possible. And in order to combine these two satellite data together, we use the Wolf model. In here, this finger shows the control run Wolf model domain and resolution. And the Wolf model and the system setup and physical parameters is listed in the right tables. This setup is based on the experiment done by Andrew, and this setup is very suitable for the offshore wind resource assessment. It includes that we use the Wolf version 3.4 and 36 vertical levels. And the SST data are from the NOAA, something like that. And after the control run, the satellite data are assimilated into the Wolf assimilated based on the Wolf data assimilation system in this study, and the background error statistics from the generic B data and the first guess are directly from the control run, primary quality control and the SAT data thing. Because the SAT data, because the SAT data resolution is 1 kilometer, so we resampled it into 15 kilometer to do the data assimilation. And here's an example. Before the assimilation, the wind fails are like the left one. And when the ESCAT data are assimilated, the wind field are turned to the left pattern. Here's the statistic of the validation assimilation result. We can see that after the data assimilation, the RMSE improved obviously, since it indicates that our assimilation results are acceptable. We use measurements from the 7 in situ measurement, which is independent from the assimilation work. Finally, the offshore wind resources based on the reconstructed data are listed in these fingers, includes the Weber A, Weber K, and energy density. The discussion, the impact of the observation environment of the coastal area has not been concluded. The equipment natural atmospheric hypothesis will result a positive bias on the satellite retrieval, and the the assimilation method could be improved through lots of sensitive experiment. The robust validation of the reconstructed wind resources statistic is not done in this study, and this is the conclusion. That's all, I think. Thank you.
Okay, thanks very much. Does anyone have any questions? Yes. I think the mic's off, maybe. Don't think so.
It seems to me that you didn't verify a forecast, you just verified the data simulation using independent data. Did you verify the forecast as well?
The forecast?
Forecast.
No, we only
just the data simulation.
Yes.
Using independent data.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Glad to see that people are still doing research or doing a lot of research with synthetic aperture radars. I was wondering if you did any sensitivity studies to see what was the benefit of using ASCAT in your data simulation as opposed to SAR, just to see the difference.
Actually, I give the left one are for the SAR data. And the right one is for the ESCAT data.
Oh.
And the two are always compared with the in situ measurements of these 7 stations. So we, I am not doing the work compare these two satellite data.
All
directly.
Right, thank you. I guess I missed that.
So anyone else? I've got one quick question, which is what is the range of water depths in the study area?
Water
the depth.
Depth
of the ocean around in these areas.
Maybe it's the Hainan Island and the coastal. I didn't got the some data about this.
Yep, okay.
Yes, thank you.
All right. Okay. Thank you. All right. Does everyone like to join me in thanking Reid, please?